Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Comic books and original art from them are a growing alternative asset class for investors and can lead to big gains long term. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, we're talking about investing in comics and the art in them. So let's bring on Stephen Fischler, CEO of ComicConnect.com and Metropolis Comics in New York. Okay, Stephen, for comic book fans and investors alike, a rare long-lost X-Men issue number 150, and this is the original cover art, has resurfaced after 40 years, once worth about $400, now valued well over 200 grand, that's $200,000 plus, in an auction that's being held today. Stephen, tell us about this X-Men 150 cover. Not just a comic, it's a piece of original art. Take it from there.
Absolutely. It is a monumental issue of X-Men from 1982 that really led to sort of the explosion of popularity of the X-Men characters and the X-Men title. This is the classic battle between the X-Men and Magneto. This is what sort of led Magneto to be as popular as he is. This was hand-drawn in the 1982, and it fell off the face of the earth. And other X-Men covers have turned up, but never this cover. And it's an amazing, amazing piece of art. And it apparently was in a personal collection who had bought it for $400. His wife apparently gave him a fair amount of grief for it, but he decided to keep it all these years because he loved it. So, but he was an absolute shock when he checked on the current day value and realized that this is $250,000 piece of art. And has decided to auction it. So the auction ends tonight. The bidding is already at about $270,000, including the buyer's premium. It is a fantastic, fantastic piece of Dave Cockrum art.
You know, that cover is, like as you mentioned, an iconic cover. And then to own that original piece of art is just phenomenal. And talk about that. Original art has kind of blown up as well. So not only is, you know, you have this comic book cover, but it's the original piece of art, super unique, the only one that exists.
Yeah, the explosion of interest in original comic book art has been breathtaking. There have been reams of collectors getting into buying comic book art, which is obviously a nostalgia thing. It's obviously a pop culture thing. It's obviously a cultural significance thing, and it's an art thing. So this cover probably was worth $400 or $500 when it first came out in the 1980s. The artist had it, And he decided, you know, to sell it. And this person decided to buy it. And so much has happened since. You're talking 40 years later, the interest in Marvel original and DC original art from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, 70s, and 80s has been, as I mentioned earlier, it's been a breathtaking climb with no end in sight.
If there's an investor out there who wants to take a look at this, maybe throw in a bid, give us the details, Stephen.
We can log into www.comicconnect.com. The bidding is over tonight at about 7:30 East Coast time. You can log into the site, create an account. There's also a very impressive array of original art. Tonight is the original art session. So tonight is all original art, black and white art, comic book art, from, let's say, the 1940s on up. And there's something for everybody there. There's price points of $10 up to $250,000. And it ends tonight at Comic Connect.
You know, explain that original art. So when you buy a comic, I mean, there's lots of other copies out there, unless you have something super uber rare, and but there's still other copies. Even Superman, that action number one, I still believe there's like 100 copies out there in various conditions. This unique, you know, one of one, really does make it extra special. Just kind of explain that. You know, we've talked about it blowing up, but I've seen this particular area of comics and as just the fastest growing part of the space.
Well, you know what's interesting is that the main product that publishers were putting out has been comic books. But obviously behind the scenes, you have the artist creating that art. And then the artist, after the book was published, would get the art back. And then they decided that, you know, there were collectors in the comic book market that wanted to own this art. So there would be transactions between the actual artist and collectors. And that has evolved over the years into a very, very lucrative market where the actual artists today are making more money selling the art than they do from the publishers who are publishing the actual comic book. So it is the art has become more sought after than the physical comic book. It's physical comic book, they print 100,000 copies, 50,000 copies. A collector goes, this is the only one. It's the hand-drawn original. I can frame it. I can put it on a wall. It's an investment. I get to walk by it back and forth, and I get a charge out of the fact that I own this. It's a one-of-a-kind. Nobody else has it. And that's why comic book art is significant. You look at a piece of a Spider-Man cover or an X-Men cover, and collectors and people worldwide would go, that's Spider-Man, that's X-Men. You look at maybe a piece of fine art priced at a very, very high level, but the average person would look at that piece of fine art and go, it doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know what it is. Comic book art is people connect to because they know those characters, and it's a one-of-a-kind piece of art. It's and it wasn't meant necessarily to be owned by the public. It was meant to be created for the book. That's why people want it so much. It's not a fabricated collectible like you would with a baseball card. It's not meant to be collected. That's why it's collected.
Yeah, because the original Uncanny X-Men 150, even if you had that thing slabbed at like a 9.8 or something like that, that's still basically like a $100 comic. So it just kind of shows you how valuable that original art is.
Oh, absolutely. The original art is a very iconic image. There's a lot of comic book art that has been published over the years. Has been drawn over the years. This one is particularly special. When I first saw the image, I went, oh my God, wow. I had never seen it before. I knew what an X-Men 150 was, but I have never seen or had any word that the X-Men 150 cover actually existed. I thought it could. I mean, it's very logical that it could, but I had never seen it before. And seeing it in person was just it actually gave me a bit of a chill because it's not only an iconic image, but it is an impressive image. It has a lot going on. It's a wonderful looking piece of art. Sometimes comic book art can be a little bit, you know, subpar, depending on the artist. This is a particularly special piece of art.
You know, we've talked in the past about, you know, getting into comics and investing into comics, but this original art is even the next level. So, you know, as we're kind of wrapping up our conversation here, how do you really delve into that? You know, it's a little different than, you know, going to your street guide or you know, there's a ton of information out there on collecting Amazing Spider-Man, X-Men, what issues to buy, what conditions, you know, if you want to go with a slab condition book or something like that. But it's kind of a lot harder, and it's because it's much more rarer to have this original art. How do you get the knowledge that you need if you're interested in collecting and going this route?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Well, I would say, I would give the same exact advice that I would give for people who are looking to buy vintage comic books. Buy what you love. Understand who the artists are. Understand what the significance of the book is. But the reality is, you don't want to buy a piece of art that doesn't personally connect to you. Once you've sort of get your feet wet and understand, you know, what the nature of the comic book art market is, then you could, you know, dabble a little bit and get your feet wet and buy a few pieces, a few interior pages. And this way you really get your interest sort of evolves. And in a very short period of time, you go, you know what? I really love this. I really love collecting comic book art. And then your focus becomes clearer. I want to collect interior pages. I want to collect Wolverine art. I want to collect Superman art. I want to collect art from an artist named Neil Adams. I want to collect Dave Cockrum. And you sort of gravitate towards certain characters. You gravitate towards certain artists. And then you sort of, you're off to the races. And there's, you know, places to buy and sell comic book art. ComicConnect.com is one of them. And it's a lot of fun. And it's extremely lucrative. I have an immense personal comic book art collection, and I absolutely get a charge of the fact that I own all this historic comic book art. And I what I'm going to do with it one day, I'll probably potentially give it to my kids. But for right now, I'm truly enjoying it personally.
How often does this stuff resurface? I mean, like we said, this is really unique. It's from the artist. The artist decided to sell it. I mean, this is going back quite some time. How often do you see this kind of stuff resurface, you know, especially on cover? You talk about interior pages is one thing, but then these covers, that's a whole new level.
Yeah, the covers are, and the interior art, it's sometimes very difficult to sort of trace back where it all went. Sometimes the artist would sell it directly to collectors. Sometimes it was many, many, many times it was thrown out because they said, well, it's, it was created just to publish the comic book. We don't need it now. So a lot of the art was discarded. There's a lot of art that exists. So it is almost like it's like going to Egypt and uncovering tombs. There are I can actually daydream right now about where some of the art that has never surfaced is possibly. And I've gotten collections of comic book art over the years that I thought couldn't possibly exist. But then it was offered to me, and I realized that somebody had thrown it in an attic somewhere. It was kept in a basement. It was kept in a warehouse. Somebody had it in a closet. And then it comes back onto the comic book market. So you don't really know where all the art went to, but when it surfaces, it's an exciting adventure because then everybody wants it. And it's these pages are very, very sought after in general, especially Marvel and DC art.
All right, as we wrap up the conversation here, final thoughts on this piece, collecting comics, and as we've mentioned, original art.
You know what? The way I look at it is whoever gets this piece of art tonight, they're going to look back at getting that piece of art and go, thank God I got it. This piece of art is an immense investment, in my opinion. I think that at some point in the future, it can become a $1 million piece of art. But I do think that it will go to a collector tonight that really, really loves it. And that's the way it should be. And it will find a good home in a frame on a wall and will be oogled over and oohed and aahed for many, many years to come. So I kind of find that's fitting.
All right, that's going to wrap up today's Gaines podcast. Big thanks to Stephen Fischler, CEO of ComicConnect.com and Metropolis Comics in New York. Hey, one programming note. We're going to start dropping the Gaines podcast on Thursdays. I have additional duties here at the radio station, and going forward, we'll drop Gaines podcast on Thursday. So look out for that. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gaines episode drops. Going forward, we will be dropping the Gaines podcast on Thursday. And I will see you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.